This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Hello, and welcome back to Full Service Radio. My name is Jack Inslee. I am your host. I have been your host this whole time. Nothing has changed. The studio is exactly how I like it right now, which is like a complete mess of cables and pizza. And yeah, this is we're in our element here in the studio. A very exciting show lined up for tonight. First and foremost, if this is your first time listening, thank you. Welcome. The show broadcasts live every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time at heritageradionetwork.org. For you live listeners, it is on iTunes for you podcasters. It is on SoundCloud for those of you who live on SoundCloud. And every week we have a great assortment of talent in the electronic music worlds, all different worlds. And tonight is an extra special show. Tonight's guest has engineered the past few episodes of this program and has been working here at Heritage Radio Network for some time. He is Malachi. He is he's originally from Boulder. He's at NYU now, wrapping up the music technology program that gave birth to both myself and RecTech and many others in the full service community and Heritage Radio Network community. We're going to jump right into his set because I want to hear music. And he's got a really awesome setup right now, and I'm excited to get into these tunes. We'll talk more afterwards about Colorado, about music tech, and all other things. It's M-A-L-A-K-A-I. If you want to Google this man while you're listening, look up the SoundCloud tunes. Anyway, without further ado, this is Malachi on Full Service Radio with a live Ableton set. We'll be back in about 45 minutes to chat. Until then, keep it locked. Thank you.
So I follow my own vision. Always how I'm living. That's just how I stay driven. And there ain't nothing missing. The team is too stagnant and shit is just facts. Got Malachi checking the levels I rap. Ain't nothing realer or triller than that. Walking around town city up in my lap. Holding the gauntlet, sorry I'm pompous. Confidence ain't get the level I wanted. I want you to see this shit's up in my veins. IV full of good music and pain. After every song always feel drained. Nothing but my all and I never ever feign. Working on a dream, working on a campaign. Ain't got the drive, stay in your lane. I'ma let the shit breathe right quick. Beat knocking like a fucking nightstick. Join Shard at this fucking finest. Up late making shit timeless. Yeah. Up late making shit timeless.
Thank you. Thank you. some of the voices of a cliff-perched town at the far end of Wales moved out of sleep and darkness into the newborn, ancient and ageless morning, mourned and were lost.
I like very much people telling me about their childhood, but they'll have to be quick or...
absolutely beautiful set from Malachi on Full Service Radio. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you.
So you should know how to use these mics since you've been engineering here for a few months now.
Theoretically, yeah.
Theoretically, yes. Speak up. What did we just listen to? That was a lot of your original stuff, some friends.
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly originals, I guess. A couple of tunes by my buddy DVS and one by my other buddy Libitsky. But everything else was pretty original.
Very yeah. chill. Everything was very chill, very melodic, very beautiful. So I want to get into kind of the story of you starting to make music. But first I want to know kind of what the records you were listening to as a kid were before you got into the electronic music world.
Ooh. Well, both my parents were definitely bringing me up with the Grateful Dead. Kind of grew up going to a lot of those shows and listening to a lot of their music in my house. Definitely all the classics as far as other bands go, like Pink Floyd, The Who, kind of all that kind of stuff.
So when was your first Dead show?
My first Dead show was probably when I was like one or less.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I got to see Jerry before he died. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many Dead shows have you been to?
I have no idea. So many.
Too many to count?
A lot, yeah. I just went to see Phil and Friends on Halloween. That was really fun.
Wow.
Just played with Stanley Jordan. Never seen anyone play guitar like that in my life.
Yeah. See, so you're coming at this from like a real guitar background.
Yeah, totally. I kind of get that from one of my mentors, DVS. I guess he recently changed his name to Cloud Chord. But he was my guitar teacher and mandolin teacher growing up when I was a kid. And I guess he started to make beats kind of similar time to when I started taking lessons with him. And so a lot of what he did rubbed off on me a lot, and kind of just went from there. So it really stemmed from like a guitar plus beats kind of standpoint.
Yeah, you mentioned him a lot in all the kind of write-ups about you. So it seems like he was really formative in getting you to do this.
Totally. He's the one who showed me what Ableton was, showed me what a MIDI controller was, all this stuff.
And now you're building, as I understand, you're like soldering your own controllers and stuff like that, right?
I did build one controller. If anyone's heard of the Livid Wing, the guitar wing, it's kind of a similar concept. But I made it before I knew about the Livid Wing. So so it's basically an array of buttons and a joystick that I have mounted onto a guitar. And kind of built a MIDI controller that I can use while I jam out to whatever I want.
While you're playing guitar.
Yeah. So it's all like within about an inch of where my hands will be anyway. So
you're triggering samples or like flourishing effects.
Yeah. The way I've used it in the past has just been to navigate my live set and also to like trigger really essential stuff that I use a lot. And
So this started when you were 17. I imagine you're playing guitar before then, and then at 17 you start kind of playing with Ableton and doing all this.
Yeah. So that's when I bought Ableton.
Bought it? Wow, good for you.
yeah, it was a Christmas present in my junior year of high school. So
nice.
That's kind of when I started getting into all of that.
And then you end up at NYU for music tech.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the buying of Ableton and the making beats is kind of what steers you towards the music tech program.
Yeah. It all kind of started from there. Yes.
I have like a real talk question, and we're not in any way affiliated with NYU, although we often, like a lot of people here, have gone to the same program. If you could do it all again, would you still go to school? Would you still do it?
Go to NYU specifically or school in general?
I guess the question is more school in general.
I think I learned a lot. I have learned a lot in the last 4 years that I wouldn't have otherwise learned. Definitely wouldn't be building my own controllers. I definitely wouldn't be like sitting behind an SSL like board in the studio, like learning how to do all that just like in my free time, you know? And also, like, the biggest thing for me was just mostly, like, meeting all the people that I've met at school. So, like, just for example, like, a bunch of my friends in freshman year, they all got together and, like, started a bunch of different bands and stuff. And now the ones that are still together are like really, really, really killing it. Mm-hmm. So, it's crazy to watch all that and also be part of it and like, just kind of be there and do it with them, you know?
Totally. So when you're making tracks, something I'm trying to ask people more, but I haven't been doing lately. What do you start with? Are you designing sounds first? Are you sketching out drums? Is it a melody? Like walk me through a process of you making a track.
Well, about a year ago, I would have started with drums, and I would have started with a loop, and then kind of just built from there. Just maybe a loop with some chords, or like a piano thing, or a guitar thing. Just kind of building layers and over one kind of groove, and then expand linearly from that after that. But that's kind of what I have done in the past. But I'm kind of trying to break out of that a little bit more and really start to conceptualize a whole song before I start it, you know? I found that when I do that, my music ends up being like a lot more cohesive and a lot more intelligent and less kind of obviously loop-based, you know? So that's a huge problem in my mind with electronic music. A lot of times it comes off as just being this always like grueling four on the floor beat that's always there, and it's always looping and like never stops and never changes. So
yeah, no, I agree. And another question I wanted to ask was a production tip you may have learned this year that's changed the way you make tracks.
Well. I kind of, there's a bunch of effects and stuff in Ableton that didn't have like a dry wet or anything like that, or didn't have the kind of dry wet that I wanted. And a big thing that I just started doing is like building my own custom effects with like an audio effect rack in Ableton. So then I can like kind of really customize everything and make all my dry wets and all my other parameters do exactly what I need them to do, rather than just like what the stock is telling you it should do, you know?
Yeah.
So I've really started to kind of hack into the inner workings of Ableton and kind of try to get into all that a little bit more. I don't know if that answers your question.
That does answer my question. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, the music was really fucking beautiful and nice. It was definitely one of my favorite sets we've had here in a while. It was really, really pretty. Vibing out to it for sure in the studio here. And you're not going to get out of this though without the food speed round. So we'll start with an easy one. Best meal you had this year?
Best meal I had this year. Wow, this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big amount of time. Well, I spent a lot of time in France last semester. I did a semester out there. So I think it would probably be something out there. I think I'm gonna go ahead and just say like a baguette and some French cheese. Like that's one of my favorite things. When it's good, it's like so killer, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're in France, you can just walk out your front door and like there's a bread shop right on your corner. It's like you buy a whole baguette for like 90 cents and it's like literally the best thing you've ever put in your mouth. Like
also, that's like also my answer when people ask me what my last meal would be. It's always like the best baguette I can find and the best butter. That's
totally
like good on that. Yeah. Favorite meal that you can remember like your parents making when you were growing up?
Well, I always liked when my mom made like eggplant parmesan. It's one of the few things that she makes a lot. Yeah. Definitely, that's that and like matzo ball soup from my grandmother.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two good ones. And then the last one, a little salacious here. What's in your refrigerator right now as we speak?
Far, far too little. I have not gone shopping in a long time. Mostly orange juice and seltzer water and some broccoli.
Okay.
And some cheese. Yeah.
Cheese, broccoli.
Oh, I do have a little bit of fish that I caught in Alaska this summer.
Really?
Yeah, I got to go fishing with my dad. And we got to catch some king salmon and some rockfish. So we went on like a full day, or I guess it was a half day, from like 6 in the morning to like 1. We were out in some cove fishing.
It's incredible.
In the rain, in the cold, it was fun.
And it's in your freezer?
And it's now in my freezer.
Yeah. Wow. You have to do something with that.
Yeah, I've eaten some of it. It ended up being like really, really good.
I hope so.
Some of the best fish tacos I ever made with a rockfish.
For real. Awesome, man. Well, thank you, A, for your help at Heritage Radio, and B, for being on the show and sharing your music with us. Listeners, if you enjoyed this, you can find his music online by searching Malachi, M-A-L-A-K-A-I, and I believe it's SoundCloud/Malachi Music. Is that right?
Yep. All lowercase /Malachi Music.
Excellent. I know you have an EP coming soon. There are some things that have come out in the past.
Yeah.
All the current or most current music can be found on SoundCloud. You've got some shows, I think, on the horizon.
Yeah. I've got one in New York on November 22nd at Baby Castles, which is on 14th Street. I forget the cross street, but...
That's 2015 for you future listeners. Yeah. So don't show up at Baby Castles in 2019 because he's not going to be there. Hopefully he'll be somewhere else. Thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.
Totally. Thanks.
If you have one more song to close the show with, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And while you cue that up, listeners, again, thanks for listening. Odetta, thanks for helping in the booth. If you do like this show, it's available on iTunes for free as a podcast. Also available on Simplecast now, a new service, and Stitcher, and basically anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. It's Full Service Radio. My name is Jack Inslee. I'm the host and executive producer of Heritage Radio Network. Yeah, that's about it. News coming soon for Full Service in our new location, so stay tuned for that. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.